Superior Symphony Storm, Movement 1, Allegro. We started out to the back dock with anticipation of the arrival of the coming storm. Halfway there, we stopped, taking caution as our guide. The almost blinding flash lit up the dark and stopped us in our movement toward the dock. One split moment after a syncopated beat, the blinding flash that swam across our eyes gave way to such a sound I have not heard, a cymbal crash through speaker only nature could conjure. The violent clash ripped through summer air and sent us scurrying back to our back porch. The symphony has been well begun, a musical ride for us to take. Peals of sound and sight out on the lake. Movement 2, Adagio. Front porch, safe. And here we stay, listening and breathing with the wind dancing through the trees, listening for the sounds of the leaves and the steady breeze. Wind chooses her own path, makes her own rhythm. Movement 3, Vivace. Next, night lightning fork strikes our sight once more, brightens all the great white clouds as if it were the day. Deep notes resound. Percussion players follow right away, never stopping for a breath as they roll right through the harbor shores, drumming all the way. The thunder rolls, thrums its deep-throated sound like a basso profundo in our hearts. And the banging of our cabin doors joins these spirited sounds, the movement down the harbor, brisk and wild, composing a night rich with sound and light. Movement 4, Largo. In the cabin now, by window wide, with images of Dragon Isle, when sky lights land like in a summer's day. What I hear is fire crunching, eating hungrily the wood behind me, lighting the cabin orange with its flame. Then, slowly, falls the rain. Soft and slow the movement. You hear it. Brushes on a snare drum, on the roof, on the ground, in the once glassy lake, on the lichen and the branches of the trees. There is no wake, no swell, no boats come here tonight. We're glad we're home. The healing house provides safety and balm. While the storm is not quite gone, it starts to calm. Prokofiev, even, as wild as he was, could not have composed this symphony so well.